latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester United headlines, and we'll start with the news that former goalkeeper Edwin van der Sar has brutally admitted the club face an uphill battle if they keep hold of under pressure manager Jose Mourinho. United already trail Man City by 4 points and are hit 6 behind league leaders Liverpool in just 3 games. Mourinho's current situation at Old Trafford is precarious. Reports claim that Zinedine Zidane is looming large in the wake of potentially from a call from Ed Woodward. Man United face a crunch match against Burnley on Sunday, and defeat to Sean Dyche's side may see Mourinho's head roll. Van der Sar was part of the team that dominated English football for 4 years. He also helped them win the Champions League and admits that they've got a real uphill battle at present. He said it's going to be a difficult year. Last year there was a big gap and they've started badly. It was an uphill battle. You have so many strong teams in the Premier League. Moving on then, and Chile have left Alexis Sanchez out of the national squad for the upcoming friendlies against Japan and South Korea, following a request to do so by Manchester United. His country's all-time leading goal scorer with 39 goals, and it's his most capped player. Sanchez is not on coach Ronaldo Reda's 24-man squad list for their games in Sapporo against South Korea and Suwon. In 4 days later, they travel as well. Sanchez's fitness is key to United, and of course the future of Jose Mourinho still dominates the press. Reports in England claim that Ed Woodward has reportedly informed his friends about the future of Mourinho. He's keen, of course, to try and solve the issue which has seen them lose to Spurs and other teams so far this season. They've been disappointed against Brighton as well, of course. Been widespread reports that the former Inter and Chelsea boss could move on after a breakdown in relationship after failed transfer targets, but of course it remains to be seen whether a win this weekend will save him in his job. That's all then for the latest headlines. We will have more news later.